into the action today at Hamilton. Some magnificent racing there, 10-race program. And the man who's going to help us find the overwhelming majority of the winners is Mark Hunter. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Jase.
Some great jumps racing to start off the cards. And then, of course, as I mentioned, a 10-race program. Overall confidence levels?
If we're not in front by 1:15, we're in awful trouble. I like the jumps. I like all four jumps races, so I'm hoping we've got a good lead there, roll it into a wide quaddy and cheer home the value.
I absolutely love that. You know where you stand by 1:15. It's very early in the day to know whether you're whether it's going to be a good or bad day, but at least we'll know. Right, we've got a soft six today at Hamilton, 6.33 the penetrometer reading. Weather forecast is fine, which we love. Rail is in the true position in the first four races. Are all over the obstacles, the first of them being the Yulong Maiden Hurdle. It's over the 2 miles, 3,200 metres. The scratchings here, numbers 5 and 11. Andrea Montagna heads the market here at $3. Little shout out to Brad Bishop, a former colleague of mine who I reckon is involved in Andrea Montagna. Michelin's at $3.30. Ayers Rockers at $6.50. Harvard $8. Jamison $9.50. You said you like the jumps. How are we going to start the program, Mark?
Straight with Patrick Payne here, number 8, Michelin, who's had some really good trials. The recent trial was a beauty. The last run on the flat was just a tick over for this. It'll be. I love the way his horses are ridden over the jumps, especially. They just sit back, they pick them off one by one. Perfect jumping pattern. I think it'll win to beat number 1, Andrea Montagna, who's all right down at the Bull and will be better for that run. After that, out to number 6, Harvard, and 7, Jamison, next best. But keen on 8, I think 1 next best, 8, 1, 6, 7.
8, 1, 6, and 7, and I reckon, I could be wrong, but I reckon it might be Paddy Payne's birthday today, so that might be a great way to start the day for Paddy Payne. Race 2 on the program is over 2 miles once more. It's a maiden set weight hurdle affair. Number 11 comes out here. Hursley went really well at its jumping debut. It heads the market here at $2.70, but only just from Super Hayes, who was once a very good flat horse and, of course, went back to the flat and nearly pinched the Mount Gambier Cup last start, $2.90. Double Bluff is at $4.80, and the market says that's where the race ends. What do you reckon, Mark?
Yep, I agree. I think number 6, Hursley, I think you're spot on there. I thought it was terrific at Warrnambool. It really chased hard to the line and ran the trip well, jumped well. I think better for that experience. I think it will be winning this race. Number 9, Super Hayes, is the danger if there is one. It's going really well. It just has to run a strong 2 miles. That may be a little query. 5, Hakuna Matata. It was all right down at Warrnambool. Should be better for that run. And 4, Double Bluff. Trial well going into the Bull. I was disappointed there, and it did put in a couple of sticky jumps. It does need to improve its manners there. But look, I think Hursley wins 6, 9, 5, and 4.
6, 9, 5, and 4. Real good confidence there, I thought, about number 6, Hursley, race 2 on the program at Hamilton today. The third event on the card is another hurdle affair, once again over 2 miles, benchmark 120, no removals. Goodwood Zodiac led them up in the Gullywood last start and is a very short price favourite here at $1.50, though Darabad's got an excellent record over the obstacles as well, and I think it's been unplaced in 3 career attempts, $3.20. Sweet Lullaby, $5.50. That's your race market. Was how are you reading this one, Mark?
Well, you like those long ranges, Joe, so you might see the 2020 Grand Annual winner here, number 6, Sweet Lullaby, who I've got a little share in this horse. I think she's one of the most natural jumpers you'll see. She was terrific at the Bull, chasing home Checkered Flag. I think Checkered Flag would win this race comfortably. I think it's great form, and there should be good speed here with those top two. They should really run along and cut at each other, and I'm just hoping she has last crack and can run them down. To beat number 1, Goodwood Zodiac. Terrific win first up with no pressure on it. It probably ran a bit better than I thought there in the Gallywood. It's the danger for sure, but obviously short odds. 2, Darabad, a dashing win down at the Bull, and after that, number 3, Kuradala, who's not a hopeless jumper, but should need the run in a pretty good field. I'll go 6, 1, 2, and 3.
6, 1, 2, and 3. Nice best value proposition potentially there. $5.50, $6. You're getting around number 6, Sweet Lullaby, in the third race in the card. Fourth race in the program on this 10-race card at Hamilton is the last of our jumps. It is a Taylor's Motor Steeple over 2 miles, 3,200 metres, maiden set, weights affair. Just the emergencies, 11 through 14 inclusive, come out here. Grassini heads the market. Smash Doc Holiday in a trial before going well on the flat in his first race for 8 weeks last time out, $3.10. In fact, he's joined at the head of the market now by Macklemore, also at 3.1. Newbury ran a great race in the Briley last time out at $4.40. And Doc Holiday, who I just referenced, is at $6. How did you read this one, Mark?
I think this is the best of the day of all the jumps races here. Number 5, Grassini, who was just beaten by a bit of a lad there in a terrific finish 2 starts ago, had the tick over run on the flat. It schooled great over the steeples. Look, I think it's a good thing. It's coming in here with some fresh legs as well to beat number 8, Newbury, who was good in the Briley and then didn't complete the course in the annual. It's got a chance if it's bounced off that. Number 1 accounted for. Fit off that last run has got a place hope. And 6, Macklemore, didn't fire down at Warrnambool. Certainly would need to improve off that effort. But look, I think five's a good thing here. 5, 8, 1, and 6.
5, 8, 1, and 6. Great confidence there around Grassini. Best bet on the program, probably race 4, number 5. Fifth event on the card at Hamilton today is over 1,100 metres. It's a 3-year-old maiden set. Weights are fair. The scratchings are once again the emergencies. No, on this occasion, 14 and 15. 16 does get a run, so 14 and 15 come out. Santelmo Fuego heads the market here at $2.90. Nice and short. Magic Reward has had two goes for two placings, $3.40. Surfliner was third to Marcel from Madrid on debut, so must have some ability. $6.50. Live Light comes through that form line we referenced earlier with Dean. Rocket Empire and Dataset last start, $8. And Ardeo is at $8.50. What do you like in race 5, Mark?
I'll go with a favourite, Jace, but I don't really want to tumble in at the price. Number 6, Santelmo Fuego, who was good first up at the Bull. It's coming back to 1,100 metres drawn 1, so at some stage in the race it's going to need things to go right, but should be strong at the finish to beat number 7, Surfliner. Surfliner trialled terrific going into that first up run, but just raced way too fiercely. Back to the 1,100, you think, with a quieter ride, just might come steaming down the outside. 10, Magic Reward. Got good race form, but gee, if you looked up a recent trial, you'd be hard pressed to back it off that. And 1 RDO, who's been a bit weak at the 1,000, now has to run the 1,100 metres, but getting fitter, it's going to give you a sight in front. I'll go 6, 7, 10 and 1.
6, 7, 10 and 1, but favourite short enough in the fifth race at Hamilton. Sixth race on the card. He's a 3-year-old nut, benchmark 58 at Hamilton today. 2,200 metres is the journey. The scratchings numbers 3, 10, 13 and 15. Set with Jules has been within a length and a half of the winner at its last two starts and heads the tab fixed odds market here at 3.7. Charlie's World's racing consistently 4.4. Only other one in single figures is Lord Gladstone, who's probably going better than its figure form line would indicate at 5.5. How did you read this one, Mark?
Tough race, not much between them. I think a different winner turns up every time. I'll go number 9, Solar Coaster, who's coming off mixing jumping and flat racing, but certainly good enough on the flat. You go back a few starts to that Geelong run, that's good enough to be competitive here. It should park just behind Lord Gladstone, get every chance in the run. Little 2 kilo claim in the ground, which won't hurt, to beat number 8, Lord Gladstone. Getting fitter, it looks like it'll get a pretty soft run in front and be hard to run down. 4, Charlie's World, in that blanket finish in the long race up there at Stall. It's got a chance. And 14, Set with Jules, who's going well. It deserves a win. Draws wide. Not sure how they'll go about the tactics. If it has good enough luck in the run, it's there in the finish also. Not much between them. 9, 8, 4 and 14.
9, 8, 4 and 14. Good price. $10 about the on-top selection there. Solar Coaster, who is racing particularly well. Race 7 on the program is over 1,600 metres. Benchmark 58 affair. The scratchings here, number 15 only. The emergency comes out. Gregorian Chant. It seems all roads are leading here. Heard Matty Welsh say on the trial show earlier on today, has jumped out particularly well, was third up from a break, was good enough or considered good enough to tackle very elegant in the spring in a feature mares race. $2.80. Sing O Danny Boys at $4.40. Transfer allowances at $8.50. Same quote about number 4, Two Bills. Our Henrietta's at $9.50. Going with the favourite or against it here, Mark?
I think there's three hopes. It's got a chance to favourite. It's sort of been a disappointing horse for mine, so I don't want to be tumbling in at that price. I'll go number 6 each way here. Schoolwork at good odds. I liked its run first up. It got to the outside and chased home well behind Pewter. Now, that's good form. It'll be a lot fitter. It's got a good gait. It'll be strong at the mile. I think it's got a great hope to beat number 5, Gregorian Chant. Has jumped out well since that run and may well win, but, gee, it needs another win on the board. Number 4, Two Bills. Well, the value's disappeared this morning. It was spat out the back first up at Warrnambool. Was far from disgraced. It's got a chance. After that, maybe number 2, Singo Danny Boy, but I think place best for it. Three hopes for the quaddie for me, 6, 5, 4, then 2.
6, 5, 4, and 2, but 4, 5, and 6 will take care of you in the quaddie, and that is the first leg, of course, with the 10-race program. The second leg is race 8. It's a benchmark 58 affair over the metric mile, 1,600 metres. Numbers 3 and 8 won't turn up. Halleberry misheads the market here, broke through in a good maiden last start. It's paying $2.50. Fratello's at 4. Hard and Tough is at $8, tab fixed odds, and $9.50 for Tiosa Knight. What do you like in race 8, Mark?
Tickets in the bin if the favourite wins here, Jay. So I'll go number 12, Bus Stop Madonna, who I like this horse. I've forgiven it for somehow missing a place on Cox Plate Day up there at St Arnott or somewhere. It's come back from a spell. Both runs have been good. It had no luck last time. Now, it may need further. If it doesn't win today, keep an eye on for the something like the Swan Hill Carnival. But it's good odds. I think it's got a terrific chance of running into the money to beat number 4, Fratello. Goes forward, gets a nice run. I think brings the best form into the race. Number 1, ready for success. It's always shown some ability. It got back and tacked on okay first up, and then number 10, Tia Center, who's back from a longer journey but can pull out a run over a mile. value race, I think, 12, 4, 1, and 10.
12, 4, 1, and 10, taking on the favourite and, you know, pretty aggressively so. Race out on the program, Hellebury Miss, going with number 12 on top, Bus Stop Madonna. Third up from a break. Race 9 is the penultimate race at Hamilton today. It's over 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 58 affair. You've got to be at least three to turn up. Numbers 5, 15, 17, and 18 won't be turning up. Mr. Genoa, they want every little bit of this. It doesn't seem like a huge market move, but it keeps turning in. 360 into 340 into 310, now all the way down to $2.70. Has jumped out well, apparently, at Cranbourne in preparation for its resumption of racing here. Shock Shock's at $4.20. Dash of Pash is at $6. 6.5 for Star of the Turf. What are we doing here, Mark?
Well, I don't know what to do with Mr. Genoa. Jazz, two starts in Victoria for two lasts. I'm going with number 8, Dash of Pash, who I thought chased home well behind More Wanted down there over the carnival, and that was very much dominated up the front. I think it'll be fitter for that run. Got some good runners today, Simon Wilde, to beat number 1, Mr. Genoa. Come across with a big, big sprug and was horrible. It has jumped out well. You just want to see it do it on race day. I thought 7, Tommy's Gift, is racing consistently, has got at least a place chance. And at big odds here, number 12, Love's Edge, who its form's just, but I thought a recent trial was really good. 8-1, 7-12.
8-1, 7-12. So taking on another favourite here with Dash of Pash, second up from a break for Simon Wilde. Last race in the card. This 10-race program, monster program at Hamilton today. 1,100 metres is the journey. It's a benchmark 64 race. Number 6 and 7 come out. Street Style enjoys racing here and is putting together a pretty good race record. It's the equal favourite here at 4.4, or popular elect, with Our Lord of War at $4.40 resuming for Matt Kamani today. Just behind them is Trigubov at $4.60. 6.5 for Do the Hippie, $8.50 for Oscar's My Mate Par, and $9 for Strategic Force. Looks a tough way to get out. What are we doing here, Mark?
Yeah, sure is. I think for me it's either Trigubov or I don't know. This horse was a terrific win there two starts ago, beating Lord of Darkness and Declares War. Went to Adelaide, didn't fire, went for a spell. It's trial, but it was about a month ago. It was okay. It was about a length behind a few handy horses. I think would have had certainly some more gallops going into this race, so we'll go with it to win, to beat number 3, Street Style, going in good, racing in good form. Drawn gate 1, the fence probably off by now, so we'll need some luck. 5, Strategic Force, a little bit hit and miss, but best form competitive. And 8, Our Lord of War, coming off a break, has shown enough to be competitive in a hard race. I'll go 9, 3, 5 and 8.
9, 3, 5 and 8. You've set a time for us. 1:15, we're going to know where we stand. We want your best, your value, your quaddie, so we can have one with the winnings from early in the program, and also your play of the day, please, Mark.
Okay, the best race, 4, number 5, Grassini. The roughy race, 8, number 12, Bus Stop Madonna. The quaddie, we're going wide. First leg, 4, 5, 6. Second leg, 1, 4, 7, 10 and 12. Third leg, 1, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14. Come home 3, 4, 5, 8, 9. Play of the day, we'll take a parlay 2, 3, 4 in the jumps races, all for a win. Race 1, number 8, Michelin. Race 2, number 6, Hursley. Race 3, number 6, Sweet Lullaby. And race 4, number 5, Grassini.
Outstanding. Good luck on the punt today, Mark.
Thank you.